If you would please follow along with me as I read Matthew chapter 6, begin reading verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In the text verse is verse 32, there at the middle where it says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. I'm speaking this morning on the subject of Father knows best. Father knows best. And let's have a word of prayer. Our heavenly Father, please help me as I preach this morning. Please give me your strength. The Lord, please take what is said this morning and use it to be a help to the folks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You might, if you're old enough, you might recognize that title, that Father Knows Best. It was, for those of you that, in fact, I wasn't even born back. The show Father Knows Best ended 9 years before I was even born. So, it was one of those. I knew the name. I don't even know that. I don't know if I've ever, watched a rerun of it, but I do know of it. So, and the fact that the idea that it was from 54 to 60. So, way back. And the idea was that it's a strange concept now, the idea that Father knew best. That's not something that nowadays, Hollywood, they don't teach that anymore. And they would take problems, I guess, whenever they had a problem, well, they would take it to Dad, nowadays it's changed, like 180 degrees. What the one some sports figure said, we're going to take this team and turn around 360 degrees or something. It's like, then you're going back in the same direction. But nowadays, it's 180 degrees. That's complete, the complete opposite of what that show kind of portrayed. And nowadays, it's like they portray Dad as, he's just some goof, and he doesn't know anything, and but the thing is, it seems like sometimes we as Christians, we'll say, we need to take it to God, and he's there and he can help us, and we need to go to him. But then in our practice, it seems like a lot of Christians don't bother doing that anymore. But the thing is, we as Christians, we have a heavenly Father, and he knows what's best. And he knows whether we want to recognize it or admit it. There's a lot of things. He knows what's best, and he knows what's best in every area of our life. And he's there, and he can help us in those areas too. But many want to live their lives the way they want to live it, and follow self and not follow God in their lives, and then act like he's not around, not watching. But he does know. And we're going to look at just a few things this morning. As I was going over my notes and getting ready for this morning, I couldn't help see that it kind of goes along a little bit like with the lesson from Wednesday night. And the idea, the idea of when we're going through problems. And you'll see that as we get into it. And I guess lately it's been on my heart quite a bit. I think I mentioned it Wednesday. The fact that there's not too many people in the room this morning that aren't going through something. Our church there's a lot of people are going through a lot of different things. And it's one thing, I'm not going to start listing them. And that's what, as you noticed when the Cummings left, I didn't say too much, and then when I got down and actually mentioned something about them leaving, you realized why I didn't talk about it too much, because I start talking about it, then I can't talk about it anymore. And that's the way Dad was too. And it's one of those things. Well, you start crying, you're like a big girl. And it's one of those things. You start thinking about people you care about, and I can't help to get emotional about it. And like I said, I'm not going to start listing things, but if you if you start going through the different folks in our church, there's not too many that aren't dealing with something. Whether it be sickness, whether it be loss of a loved one, and on and on. But the thing is, we need to remember that our Father knows, and He knows what's best. And as we start, we see that first our Father knows. He knows where you are. He knows where you are. You know, in this part here might not be so much as far as for comfort and things, but the idea that He knows if you're genuine or not. I looked it up. Abe Lincoln was credited with the statement that you've heard it. I don't know. Growing up, you probably heard it. I heard it. You can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And I think growing up, I've heard it different ways. Mom had one that says you can't fool mom. So I guess my mom wrote that one. I don't know. But that same idea. You know, sometimes you can fool folks. And there's sometimes you just think you're fooling them. But you know what? There's never a time when we're fooling our Heavenly Father. He knows if you're genuine. He knows if down deep you are what you're trying to portray yourself as. He knows if you're the right thing. If you're trying to live God's will for your life. You know, it's easy to, I mean, if you're so inclined, you can say, I'm going to do this. And tell everyone, that's God's will for my life. Why? Because I say it is. You know, and you can make it sound spiritual and do that if you will. But the thing is, you know what? You might fool everyone. But you know what? You're not fooling God. And he knows if you're doing the right thing. If he knows if you're doing His will. And you know what else he knows? He knows if you're doing it for the right reason. That being for His glory. And there's so many times people might do good things and maybe the right thing, but you know what? For the wrong reason. They want the praise. They want the, as I told you before about one fellow, he's like, he wants the accolades. And it's like, man, I don't know. You know, trying to, there's in serving the Lord, there's not a lot of accolades. You know, there's not much, you're not going to get rewarded too much down here on earth. Now, as we know, one of these days it will be worth it all. But are we doing it for the right reason as we live down here on earth? He knows where you are, and He knows if you're genuine or if you're just if you're just trying to fool everyone. But not only that, you know what else? He knows when you're downhearted. He knows when you're downhearted. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And what a blessing! That's one of those verses that you know what that's a good one to memorize. You know that's a. Finally, Sam gave us an easy verse in Sunday school for next week, and he read it. It's like, you know what, I've memorized that one before. Look out next week. But you know what, this verse is very simple to memorize. But what a great truth it has. You know, he cares for you. And you know what? There isn't a time where it's like, oh, you know what? That's a good verse. You know what? I like that verse. And then there's some times we can seem to hang on to that verse. You know, you might be going through something and you might, maybe you might think it, or maybe you'll even say, it's like, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. And you might tell that to anyone that'll listen. But you know, there's one person that you can't tell that to. That's your Heavenly Father. He knows what you're going through. Maybe no one else does. Maybe no one else even knows about your situation, but God knows. Maybe no one understands what you're going through, but God does. You know, we think, well, that's fine, but no one down here does. But you know what? What better person to know what you're going through than your Heavenly Father? And when it's all boiled down, what else do you need? He knows when you're downhearted. Downhearted from being bruised from battles. Battles being tempted. 1 Corinthians 10:13. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He's there for you when you're going through the temptation, when you're being tempted. Sam, it kind of goes with Sunday school as far as Satan attacking us. If we try to fight him on our own, guess what? We're going to lose every time. From what I'm understanding, we'll have a worse record than the Cubs are having. And I don't know what the record is. I'm just, from what I'm hearing in the lobby, it must not be very good. And but you know what? We're not going to win. The devil's going to beat you. But you know what? We don't have to fight him on our own. When we're tempted, we can go to him and get the strength we need. You know, when we're bruised from the battles of taking a stand for him. Another verse, Hebrews 13:5, the latter part of that verse says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Once again, another good verse. Another truth that sometimes you just need to hang on to that one. Oh, there'll be friends that'll leave you. There'll be friends that, you know, that you were real close to, that, you know what, you'll go years and you don't even know what they're up to anymore. Unless you're stalking them on Facebook. And the thing is that when you're taking a stand, he's there for you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. When we're downhearted from being bruised from the battles, when we're downhearted from being tired from testings, and when we're going through the testings, we need to remember, keep this in mind, that they're there to help us become what he'd have us to be. You know, as we raise our children, you know, not everything we have them do is easy. Not everything we have them do is what they want to do. But it's what's best for them. Just, Friday night we watched Paisley. And I don't remember 5 months old being that hard, you know, that much work. You know, it was like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot, but man, it was she can be a handful, you know, especially when she doesn't want to do whatever you want her to do, you know. And it's like, why can't you be like you were 4 months ago when you just lay there, you know? And but the thing is, you know, sometimes she throws a fit when she doesn't want to do what you want her to do. But you know what? We're the same way. When God wants, you know, God wants us to do something, we're like, you know, and we throw a fit. But remember that when we're tired from the testings, we need to keep pressing on. They're for a reason. I think I mentioned it Wednesday night. Sometimes, when God sends those testings, you never fail a test. It's just if you don't pass it, you just take it over again. I heard a story of a fellow in special forces, and he was going through their training, and he got down to, they knew it was the length of time, and they knew this should be the last exercise, the last test they had to pass. And you all know the stories how they those men going into special forces, whichever branch they're in or whatever, they'll drop out as the testing goes along. And it got down to, as the soldier recalled, they got down to just a few men. And they thought, you know what, this is the last test. I think it might have been a run or a swim. I don't know what they had to do. But they got done with it. And the truck was parked there. And they got down and they thought, okay, there's just a few of us left, but we made it. And then the instructor said, okay, there's one more test. Get in the truck. And are you sure you can imagine their hearts sunk? They thought they were done, but yet there's one more test. And at that time, one or two of them said, I can't go any farther, and they quit. They threw in the towel right at the end there. And they, those that got in the truck, they walked over and said, you guys passed. The last test was, are you willing to keep going? They didn't have to, that was it. And those other fellows, they made it all that way, and yet right at the end, they failed. You know what, in my Christian life, and I'm sure you'd say the same thing, I don't want to make it and not pass the test he has for me right at the end. If you think about that story, some of them succeeded, and some of them were failures. They dropped out, but they all went through the struggle. Just because you say, God, I'm done. I'm not gonna go any farther. That doesn't mean life's just gonna be, a bed of roses from there on out. When we're tired from the testings, and not only that, when we're down hard from the hurting and being heartbroken, and like I mentioned before, you don't have to look too far. You don't have to look too far at all. You don't have to look outside this room to find folks who just recently went through a heartbreak. Or going through a heartbreak. Or going through, whether it be sickness or loss of loved ones or wayward loved ones or whatever the situation is. It's all around us. And the thing is, we need to remember that our Heavenly Father is there for us. He cares about us. And He wants we need to cast our care upon Him. Is there something that's weighing you down? Have you told it to Him? He's there for you. He's there when you're downhearted. And He also, our Heavenly Father, He knows what you need. John 16:7. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send Him unto you. He knows when we need comfort. He sent the Comforter to us. We have the Holy Spirit to comfort us. He's not only given us a home in heaven, those of us that are saved. He's there to walk with us every step of the way. He sent us a Comforter. And what a blessing that is. And when the middle of the night, when you think that no one else cares, we have a Heavenly Father that cares. We have the Holy Spirit that will comfort you. Not only that, he knows when you need a companion. Matthew 28:20. Last part of the verse, or the middle, says, "And lo, I am with you always." You know what? As I was mentioning, we never need to feel alone. There are times we do. There truly are. Times that we feel like, when you feel like no one cares or no one's there for you, but you know what? We have a companion. And he's always there for us. You might be going through problems and you have maybe a dear friend in a distant state. Or maybe a family member. And you know what? They might love you dearly, but they can't be with you all the time. And vice versa. But you know what? We have a Heavenly Father that's there for us. He knows when we need comfort, when we need companion. You know what? He also knows when we need a correction also. Like it was mentioned at the beginning. He knows when we're genuine. You know, there's no hiding sin from him. You know, what we need to do is come clean with him. First John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, why would he correct us? You know, it's for our own good. But you know what? Not only he knows if you're one of his. He knows if you're lost and you're just pretending to be saved, just to fit in, just to go along with the crowd. It's like I've been going to church all my life, but I've never been saved. But I don't want to. I'd be too embarrassed to get saved now. But you know what? You might have everyone else fooled, but you know what? You don't have God fooled. What a shame that would be to let your pride send you to hell. Not only that, he knows if you're saved and you're living like the lost. And not only that, he knows if you're saved and living so that the world can see a difference in your life. And that's what he wants. We need to let our light shine. We need to be living a life that's pleasing to him, that others can see him through us. And our Heavenly Father, he knows when we're being genuine. He knows when we're heartbroken. He's there for us. And we just need to, when we're going through those dark hours, that's when we need to, as I said before, we need to turn to him and not turn on him. Too many of his God's children turn on him and attack him and blame him some even curse his name for what they're going through. When in fact he's the one we need to turn to. He's the one that has what we need to get through those times. And what a blessing that is. And how thankful I am for that.